Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello and welcome back. It's Mr. K with I'm Gonna Bless You. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. Got something just for you this afternoon, the power purpose of ideal environment. That's what Pastor Churchill Selatule is talking about today. So stick around for some great nibbles of the word. That's one thing I really love about him. Doesn't leave the word out. I even love his favorite line when he's teaching and then he says, I want to be responsible on this one and support it with the word. That's really, really a good thing. Very responsible of him, I must say. So I've got Minister Churchill Selatule still coming through a bit later.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Quickly, I want to talk to you quickly about what I've entitled The Power and Purpose of Environment. The Power and Purpose of Environment. Because now we're speaking to business people, you know, people who are aspiring to go into business or are in business. And one of the most critical things that I'm learning in my journey is environment. Environment. And I'm glad, as my sister was talking about the market research, she spoke about Indaw. You know, because if you don't research the environment where you're going to exploit the product, a product might be great, but if you put it in an environment that is not receptive to what you have, you might end up doubting your capabilities. Utale business I sebenze, kanti akusiyo business ngisebenza, ozama ukusebenzisa ku environment engakho conducive for this thing. No matter how great a shark is in swimming, if you put it on land, the problem is not the shark, the problem is environment. So with that said, let me just introduce a thought. There is no such a thing as a wrong environment. All environments are right. What's wrong is the placement of a product. The placement of the product causes the product to malfunction because you've placed it in an environment where the product was not designed to exist. And so, Churchill, how does this tie up with the Word of God and the Bible? I know at the back I gave you John chapter 4, but maybe let's do that. John chapter 4 and verse number 6. Let me build my thought quickly, and I'm just going to go very quick. If maybe you miss some thoughts, you can go on my YouTube channel. Go to my YouTube channel. I've got this message, 40 minutes, and you can get all the gist of that. John chapter 4, let's pick it up from verse number 7. It's a story we know. The Bible talks about Jesus and Samaritan woman. Let me pick up from verse number 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciple had gone into the town to buy food. Verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask a drink from me? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Verse 10, my key thought. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, one. Number two, and who is it that asks from you a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living waters." Why am I bringing us here? I'm bringing us here so that we can get the mind of God. Number one, as far as his interaction with us. So he asked this woman for a drink. Instead, the woman gives him attitude. Why? Because the woman thinks Jesus needs what he's asking for. And most of us, we are like that in our interaction on Kulungkulu. When God commands us to do certain things for him, we give him attitude because we think he needs what he's asking us. But when you look at verse number 10, give me verse number 10 again. Read the Bible. Jesus answered her and said, if only you knew the gift of God. One. Number two, and who is asking of you? Let me deal with the who. Uthi Jesu, if you would have asked me for what I just asked from you. And I would have given you living water. And yet, I'm not asking for living water. I'm asking for still. Ngicela amanzi from the well. You give me attitude, ngamanzi from the well. If you knew who's asking you, you would have asked me from the water, for the water. And I would have given you better than what I just asked from you. To teach us a lesson, this is the principle I want to draw from this. And then we're going to the environment. Okuthi, anytime God asks you to do something, especially for him, don't think that God needs it. When God commands you to do anything, ungacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyadinga. As a matter of fact, the title God, because the name God is not his name, it's a description. So mawuthi God, awukambizi ngegama, samcacisa. So when you say God, you are describing the being. The word God means the self-existing one. The one who exists without the help of anyone or anything else. So God does not need anything from us. But why does he keep on asking us to do things for him? The answer is in verse 10 to Jesus, if only you knew. Therefore, Jesus did not need what he was asking for. He asked it because he saw how much she needed it. So when God commands you to do something, it's not because he needs it. He sees how much you need it. So when God says give, it's not because he needs your money. I mean, the streets in heaven are made of gold. And yet we have to dig it. In heaven, they are kicking it. Exodus 25, Unkulunkulu mathi kuMose, tell the Israelites to bring me an offering to build me a house. It's not because God needed residence, needed shelter on earth. The tabernacle was not for God's benefit. It was for the Israelites' benefit. He did not need to be with them. They needed him to be with them. So ngakheleni indlu, hayi ngoba ngidinga indawo. I live in heaven. But ukuza kwami ngihlale la nakhe khona will benefit you. So when I tell you to do something, ungacabanga ukuthi ngiyadinga. Number two, when God says be ye holy, don't think God needs your holiness. He is commanding you because you need. Holiness will preserve your life. God is holy whether you are holy or not. He is holy. So when he says, be you holy, magati forgive. It's not because he needs your forgiveness. Forgiveness cleanses you of unnecessary stresses. So when God gives you a command, it's not because he needs it. He sees how much you need. That's the second part. But the first part, Uthi Jesu, if only you knew the gift of God. That's my part that takes me to environment. So Churchill, what is the gift of God? I'm glad you asked. When I studied the Bible, in fact, I learned that the first thing God gave to mankind, which what I call the gift of God, the first thing God gave to mankind was an environment of existence. And everything else came up from the environment. The first thing God gave man was not the food or it was environment. Remember Genesis 2, little Bible, God formed man from the dust, right? And man was just a corpse lying on the ground. And God breathed into the nostril, the breath of life, and man became a living being. The first thing God gave the living being was to place him in a place of existence. The garden in the east of Eden. The garden in the east of Eden. And in that environment, Adam, watch it. Adam never needed to pray for nothing. One of the most important things that you can ever do for yourself is to return to your ideal environment. There's an ideal environment that we were designed to live in, Bazalwane. Anywhere else, all your capabilities, your talents, your gifts will malfunction. Not because I will not drive, but you're trying to do the right thing, but from a wrong environment. I know Genesis 1, the creation account gives us that picture. Let me tell you that quick in the last 5 minutes. When we look at how Unkulunkulu created the heaven and earth, Genesis 1, it shows us in the first 2 days of the creation account, Unkulunkulu was busy with environments on. Ute, let there be light. Light is an environment. Little people, there was the waters, and God commanded the waters to part so that dry ground can appear. So we have light, we have the water, we have dry ground. Little people, Unkulunkulu wahlukanisa amanzi aphezulu nangaphansi, and the space in between he called the firmament, the sky. So we have light, seas, soil, and sky. Let me work with the three S's: the soil, which is the ground; the seas, which is the water; and the sky. For the first 2 days of creation, Unkulunkulu was busy with environments. Why? To teach us a lesson. Oguti, if you don't cultivate the environment first, you will put the lives of inhabitants at risk. We were created on day six as inhabitants. But Unkulunkulu, for the first 5 days, he was busy preparing environment. Oguti, by the time we show up, there's a place that is ideal for us, where we don't have to ask anything. Let me jump to chapter 2. I'll come back to chapter 1. Oh, Adam, for as long as he was in the Garden of Eden, he never needed to pray for nothing. The environment saw a need and it fulfilled the need before he was aware that he has a need. Proof. Little people, the environment looked at Adam in the garden. The environment said, it's not good for a man to be alone. Adam has only got 21 prayer and fasting. 21 days. I could actually help. It's the environment that say it's not good for the man to be alone. So the reason why I say go 40 days prayer and fasting is because I see go environment. Coming back to environment will cut short your prayer items. The reason I want my prayer item my 14 is because we're outside of the environment. Said Manus Pandel. Can the environment was designed with Pandel? The reason why in the church space we have this term, which is a secular term, it's not supposed to be in a space. We have this term called hustling. Hustling is a behavior of people who are operating outside of God's environment. People who live in the environment that God designed for us, they don't hustle. Adam never hustled. He never hustled. He just cultivated. In the garden, Adam, there's two things I want you to do. Tend the environment. Work it and maintain it. That's all we should be doing in the church. We should be working the environment and we should be maintaining it. Meaning you protect the environment. Contaminate. You kick the friends and you keep the environment. Tina, we want to keep friends and risk the environment. That's why over time we are soul. You were supposed to keep the environment and kick the friends, because your livelihood depend on the environment. So Adam never prayed for your wife. The environment looked at him and said, my boy, what magafuga, what woo, man. Do you see where the word woman came from? Adam, he woke up and the environment provided. He was like, woo, man, woo. What a man. That's what he was saying. But this man doesn't look like me. This man has got this woo thing. So I'm trying to say to you, when we come back to the environment, you might wake up one day with woo car, woo house, woo breakthrough, woo money. Back to the environment and you will live a life of woo. Sit my sick bag, I said woo, Mamchian. Woo. It's because now we're shocked. Number one day was on enough for saying it, woo, America. Woo, Europe. Woo, Hong Kong. Why? Because I learned the secret of environment. Now, unkulunkulu environments. Into Genesis 1, God. In Genesis 1, we see two functions unkulunkulu apply in the creation account. We see him as a creator, we see him as a maker. As a creator, he said, let there be, because he was speaking to nothing, to bring forth something. When the something was there, God never said, let there be ever again. God spoke to the something to bring forth things that are going to live in the something. So let me work with these three some things. The sky, the soil, and the sea. God spoke to the sky to bring forth stars. Why? Because the sky is the environment for the stars. I'm going to close with this. God spoke to the soil to bring forth animals and plants, because the soil is the environment for animals and plants. God spoke to the seas to bring forth sea living creatures, snakes and crocodiles. Why? Because the sea is the environment. Watch it now. God spoke to the sky to bring forth stars, because the sky is the environment where stars must live, where stars must be fed, where stars grow. God spoke to the soil to bring forth plants and animals, because the soil is the environment where plants must live, where plants must eat, where plants must grow. God spoke to the waters to bring forth fish, because the water is the environment where fish must live, where fish must grow, where fish must exist. Anywhere else, these living things will die. Watch it now. God spoke to the sky to bring forth stars. He spoke to the seas to bring forth fish. He spoke to the soil to bring forth plants. Watch it now. God, science teaches that when you remove a star from the sky, the star disappears. Why? You took it out of an environment it was designed to live in. Science teaches when you remove a fish from the water, you took it out of an environment it was designed to live in. When you remove a plant from the ground, it dies. Why? You remove it from an environment it was designed to live in. Watch it. When God wanted the stars, he spoke to the sky. When he wanted the plant, he spoke to the soil. 2 seconds. When he wanted, watch it now. I understand. It's messing up my mind. When he wanted the fish, he spoke to the seas. When he wanted the star, he spoke to the sky. When he wanted the fish, he spoke to the seas. When he wanted the plant, he spoke to the soil. But when he wanted you and I, he did not speak to the sky. He did not speak to the seas. He didn't speak to the soil. He spoke to himself. What he led us. Meaning the same way the sky is the environment for the stars, the same way the seas is the environment for the fish, the same way the soil is the environment for the plants, God's presence is the environment for mankind. Therefore, Saint Val, the same way when you remove a star from the sky, it disappears. The same way when you remove a fish from the seas, it dies. The same way when you remove a plant from the soil, it dies. You and I, one step outside of God's presence, we can't live. And I know there might be an argument. Business people who are making it in business, but they don't care about this cost stuff. Yes, they are making it financially, but they are suffering mentally, because the presence of God, number one, is meant to sustain you. Njengomuntu, your soul does not need your bank account. Your soul needs the presence of God. So you might be making money, but if you don't have the environment of the presence of God, that money will drive you crazy. The power and purpose of environment. So what am I saying to us as business people? As we are exploring the marketplace, the business and all that, don't allow your profit margin to rob you of the significance of the divine environment you were designing. Because a business is what you do. Money is what you make. The presence of God is where you should live. Let me say it again. Business is what you do. Money is what you make. Product is what you sell. But God's presence is where you should exist. And the devil's strategy is Ayanda. See what? The devil doesn't have to do nothing. He only wants to do one thing. Watch it. Is to fish you out. That's all the devil wants to do. If he can fish you out of God's presence, guess what? You will self-destruct. He has no power to kill you. The same way you can't outswim a fish in the water, the same way you can't outfly an eagle in the sky, the devil can't touch you in God's presence. But the only way you can kill a fish is when you throw a bait in the fish environment. So we are in the environment of God's presence. The devil is throwing a bait for you. He throws the bait in your mind. Funu can do cash. O can do cash so much. Lo cash, add his cat is some corn. He's done with you. Because all he wants to do is just to fish you out. Watch it. The moment if fish pume manzin, if fish becomes sushi. Don't allow the devil to make you his sushi. Angifuna ukuba isushi. Thinkhlale phansi mkana. Now watch it. This is the thing that baffles my mind with us believers. Uzama khona mfundisi mfaka mina can't. Monday senkonzweni, Tuesday my home cell, Wednesday ye prayer, Thursday semthandazweni, Friday ye intercession, Saturday my gatherings, Sunday sibile enkonzweni. I can't. Can you imagine a fish eating na ngikhathele, Monday ngisemanzini, Tuesday ngisemanzini, Wednesday ngisemanzini, Thursday ngisemanzini, Friday ngisemanzini, hayi mina ngikhathela manzi. Imagine a plant says, mina ngikhathele umhlabathi, Monday ngisemhlabathini, Tuesday ngisemhlabathini, Wednesday ngisemhlabathini, Thursday njalo mina. Church, I need life. I need life. I need life. Let me talk to the fish that ignores the water. Hey fish. Hey fish. Buyele manzini. Anywhere else, you won't survive. I'm here to talk to the fishes. Come back to the water. Come back to the presence of God. Mawuphindile ekhaya namhlanje. Reignite the atmosphere of the presence of God ekhaya. Ungabavumeli balale ningathandazanga. Be intentional about cultivating the presence of God in your home. Your daughter needs the presence of God. Loyamtona wako ohlupa inyawube udinga the presence of God. There is nothing else that will keep your family sane. Thank God for your man. Thank God bafake manje teacher school. Mara school bafunda ma drugs. It's when you bring them in the presence that they will detox. We can never survive without the presence of God. How did Paul and Silas escape the prison? They had nothing else. All they did, they invoked the presence. Literally, they prayed and they sang hymns. Amachela was, I told you, the environment knows the need. When they invoked the presence opened the doors. It released the chains. Your marriage does not need counseling more than it needs the presence of God. If we can maintain the presence of God in our families, in our homes, you'll find lente iningi esizekhubini kumfundisi ngazo. The presence of God can work them for us. Just before I sit down, I just want to challenge each and every one of us here. Let's be intentional about cultivating. Nkulunkulu uthe makambe ku Adam, he gave him one instruction, what to work it, maintain it. Cultivate it. I'm what I am today is because I was raised by a woman who would wake up every night and just cultivate the presence in the house. Every night without fail, every day or 2 weeks in, she'll come into her bedroom and say, "Nkulunkulu angazwenza ngalo mfana, but I'm just creating a hedge around him. I'm creating a hedge around him." And today I hear I'm a global inspiration. Not because of anything I've done, but because I had a mother who cultivated the presence of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Safari. Let's go back home and cultivate the presence.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.